What's up, you guys? It's Dallin and Ashley with another Big Little Life podcast coming at you. Before we get started, we just wanted to give a huge thank you to you. You guys mean so much to us. Like, we feel like the luckiest people in the world to be able to do this for a living, to interact with you through the vlogs on Facebook and YouTube and on photos and videos on Instagram and our podcast. And you guys mean the world to us. So thank you. You're amazing. Just know how much you mean to us. And just wanted to tell you that as we get started. So thank you. You're amazing. What's up, you guys? That's time again. Welcome.
Yeah, sorry we're late. Sorry we like totally failed this week. We had good reasons.
Yeah, just your kidney is hurting. No big deal.
Yeah, that sounds...
You don't even need to apologize for that. They understand.
That sounds super lame. Yeah, it's like my kidneys were hurting. No, it's kind of more than that. Like I had like a pretty bad kidney infection that turned into sepsis, that turned into staying in the hospital for a little bit.
This was 6 months ago.
And like basically, Dal and I have like post-traumatic stress disorder about this because, I mean, like we didn't know I was as bad as I was. Like Dallin didn't even come to the hospital with me. Like, he couldn't have, but like it was all a very like chill thing. Like, I was like, I think I'm gonna go to the emergency room with my mom.
I just thought like she's having some complications. I don't know. This was six
like,
months ago,
just
by the
I
way.
I had like a bad flu or something.
Yeah.
Like,
so I was like, I'll come over after work. I gotta go do a video shoot real quick.
Yeah, like my mom was like, it might be kidneys. I don't know. Cause I like called my mom that night, like three nights into it, and I was like, I really think I'm dying. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't move.
Yeah,
I've thrown
bad.
Up 100 times tonight. Everyone's asleep. And I think I might die here on the couch while everyone's just sleeping.
So 3 days in the hospital later, we find out.
I think it was just two.
Or two.
Yeah.
We find out Ashley had like a sepsis attack.
Like, it was like
I don't know exactly how to use
infection.
The word. But yeah, double kidney infection that was turning into like
that was spreading. So I guess they term it sepsis. Anyways, they were like, be careful, like your kidneys. We don't know why this happened, but once you've had it happen, your chances of having it again are more likely. So just keep an eye on it. And yesterday, like just all of a sudden I was putting the kids to sleep and I like felt it. And it's weird. Like if you've never had a kidney infection, you don't know what your kidneys feel like, but like I do now. So I felt it and it just kind of kept getting worse and worse and worse.
I've taken my kidneys for granted my whole life.
And then by the second day, I just like, I didn't even want to be walking around. Like it feels like I've pulled a muscle in my back.
Yeah, that sucks. But I'm glad you're feeling better today.
Yeah. Everything online says,
are you still feeling better?
Yeah. Like it's still a little tingy, but everything online says just to drink a ton of water. It helps flush everything out. I just don't drink enough water.
Yeah. I just need to be more on top of you. Okay. That and the C-section, we had a doctor say that can sometimes be a complication from C-section. So yeah,
it's just
anyways,
like a total fluke. I don't know.
We're really grateful that Ashley is doing better today and that it wasn't headed back in that direction that it was 6 months ago.
Yeah, but it threw off our whole schedule, which kills us mentally.
We hate getting off schedule. Yeah, so we posted our vlog today on Saturday instead of on Friday, which they always go out Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But we're giving ourselves grace. And we're doing some stuff today because both kids are resting right now.
Yeah. George basically refused to sleep at all times. And instead of taking a nap, he is watching Blue's Clues right now.
Sometimes
with a huge
he just
bag of veggie straws.
Falls asleep on the couch. Little cutie.
So
that's how I used to hang out on Saturday. So I can't blame him.
That's where we are with our
parenting.
That's
what Ash and I would be doing if we didn't have kids. We'd be vegging on the couch right now.
Who needs a babysitter when you have veggie straws?
Yeah. But we have some hilarious news stories to kick off this podcast.
Well, apparently hilarious. I haven't heard it. And mine, I was trying to find one that went with his, but instead I found one that was completely different. And shocking and makes me want to just never leave my house. So okay. Dallin's first.
These are going to be two wildly different news articles.
Right.
Both ends of the spectrum today. All right. Well, mine's hilarious. Argument over bingo. Just picture Wanda in your head.
Do they know who Wanda is?
If you don't know who Wanda is, she's my fictional character who's like a 90-year-old smoker lady who is still in perfect health.
She drives like...
And drinks every day and has a love affinity for John Travolta and dreams about him every night.
She's a complex...
And she talks like this.
She's a complex character that Dallin has just grown and cultivated for years.
Yeah. Anyways, just picture Wanda at the senior living facility, okay? This is the name of it. I'll read it in her voice, just the title. Argument over bingo seats sparks brawl at Ontario Senior Living Facilities.
Okay, first it wasn't a brawl. I clearly won.
Okay, that's over. Anyways, there was a brawl over bingo seats at a senior living facility in Ontario. Shout out to all of our Canadian fans, eh? Yeah, right. Rideau Lakes Township. Police in Canada were called in to break up a fight at a senior living facility that started as an argument at a bingo game. The Ontario Provincial Police were called to the report of an assault at the facility in Rideau Lakes Township, about 90 minutes south of Ottawa. Officers arrived to find a 79-year-old woman and an 86-year-old woman got into a physical dispute over seating at a bingo game.
Over seating?
That was my seat. I called it. I put my cigarette butt right on the seat, actually three of them, and you scooted them off and just decided to sit there.
All the people in wheelchairs are like, this is why I have a wheelchair.
You know I can't hear if I sit for the back.
Yeah. Stop. The dispute turned...
This is offensive, and we're sorry. Continue.
The dispute turned into a brawl involving several of the residents who were
several?
In the room. Yeah, just a bunch of senior citizens brawling it out over bingo. No serious injuries were reported, and police decided not to charge any of the combatants involved.
You know what? I can relate to them because I have found, like, over the course of my life, which is not that long yet, that the older I get, the more I just don't even care. And I, like, if someone's going to tell me something or bug me, I'm more and more ready to just
brawl.
Give it to them the older I get. Like, do not mess with
me. So by the time you're 86, you're just going to be throwing punches everywhere.
I mean, I feel like through college and like my teenage life and my kid life, I was just like, oh, you probably didn't mean it. And then there just came a point where I was like, no. Like, I give people more credit than I used to. And I'm like, you probably meant that. You're just probably being a butthead. Uh-huh. And that's where I am now. But I can totally see myself like getting to the point where I just...
Not afraid to throw down, like, if you had a seat reserved at the bingo.
This is real life. Like, you need to back off.
Look, I've been waiting all week to play this bingo game.
Okay? I have gotten so feisty talking to the cable people and like the phone person. Oh, I'm like, give me the... I used to be terrified to talk to the cell phone people. But now when I call, because when they do something stupid, like...
Raise our bill. That was back when we had Verizon. Or we have, like, T-Mobile now. It's great.
Or like somehow they... let it slip that they haven't been giving us as much internet as we've been paying for. I'm like, I use the phrase, that is unacceptable. Yeah. What are you going to do about that?
That was a kindergarten teacher coming out in you.
Your actions are unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yes, we agree.
Okay, let's have yours.
Okay.
And then we're getting onto some good stuff. A lot of good stuff, by the way. All things we're excited about. But first, Ashley has a terrifying article. Is this going to be good without seeing the picture?
Yes.
Okay.
And they can all look it up. It will be easy to find.
We'll have to put the link in the show notes.
Here is the title of the article.
In the show notes in Spotify, you can just click on the thing to drop down and see the links. In iTunes, it's the same. Just look at the notes under the podcast and other places I'm not as familiar with, but they are there.
Look somewhere and you will find it. Okay, here's the title. Python captures big bird on rooftop TV antenna. So you need to know a few things. Number one, this happened in a residential area.
Oh my gosh.
Number two, as...
Where at?
Australia.
Okay,
but like, do you ever find yourself just as you sit in your frigid winter land of a home thinking, what is stopping me from moving to a tropical island or to Australia? Because I think about it and my mind's like, no, you don't want to do that. And then I confront my mind and I'm like, yes, I do. What is... of course I do. And then I read things like this and I just know that little brain Ashley, who lives in my head, is just taking care of me and guiding my course. She knows things that I don't.
This is a rare occurrence, but still.
No, you need to hear these people. It's just like everyday life. They
Let's
are
have it.
In their residential neighborhood. It is not a life-altering thing to have a huge python
They're just
on
like,
your roof.
Oh, yeah. Had another python on
nature.
The roof.
Okay, here it goes. She was surprised. A surprised Australian woman captured a video of an unusual aerial predation. Good vocabulary. When a large snake caught a big bird atop her rooftop TV antenna. And like, if you look this up, the snake is at least 7 feet tall, hanging from her old school like tin antenna, 7 feet, holding what looks like a bald eagle.
It just jumps out and captures it out of the air.
Like, it climbed up her house So at one point, it was probably at her doorstep. It climbed up her house, over her windows, onto her roof, up her TV antenna. It's like one of those old school ones that your grandma has, uh-huh, with like the barbed wire prongs sticking out.
Okay.
Okay. Kathy Gall posted a video to a local Facebook group showing the big python clinging to the body of a slain bird atop the antenna of her New South Wales roof. Never seen that. I can't do it in Australian accent.
Where is it?
Oh, I've never seen this before. Python trying to eat a currawong on our antenna. Currawong? What the heck is that?
The name of the bird. Oh. But like, she's not like freaking out here.
Nah, she said the never snake, seen this before.
Here's where it gets good. She said the snake eventually took its prey from her antenna onto her roof to eat. So again, there's like a 10-foot python just chilling on her roof, eating something as big as her child. Gall said she contacted a snake catcher about the scene, but the reptile handler told her the best thing to do was to let nature take its course. Meaning, that snake is in its habitat. And
or meaning, hey, I don't want to go up there.
Just meaning no one cares that there's a python. If you live in New South Wales, you live in a place, an environment where 8-foot pythons are like garden snakes.
If you are from New South Wales, please reach out and tell us if this has ever happened to you, because okay, we're super curious.
If animal
now.
Control isn't like, oh my gosh, there's an 8-foot python in your yard on your roof.
They're like, meh. Let nature take its course.
Happens all the time. Nature. They sound like my OB. Like I would always call my OB and be like, oh my gosh, this is happening to my body right now. And
he's like, meh.
He's always like, you're fine.
Normal.
Take a warm bath. Call me in a week or two. That's you're funny. Fine.
Wow. Okay, well, those are the two news articles for today.
Please vote on our Instagram on whose you like better.
Obviously, the old people playing bingo.
I'm just saying, whose is... Yours
which
is,
one gave you a more of an emotional response? There's a good question.
I'm sweating. Yeah, I can't even...
Ashley hates snakes.
No, just you live in a place where, oh, watch out, kids, jump over the python so it doesn't eat you.
All right, Mom.
Don't run Thanks. Over it with your tricycle, baby.
Okay, yeah. Well, what's the agenda for the rest of this here podcast, Boo?
Okay, well, since we only own a single piece of paper in our home, I'm reading the agenda off of...
Make sure you pick today's podcast, not the last four.
It's literally everything we've done in our lives over the last 2 months on it. Okay. Oh, we like doing what our favorite, like kind of our favorite kid things that are happening right now. Like we are parents, we have two kids, They rock our world, but there are happy moments most of the time, and we like to share like those happy things with you guys. So do you want to go first, Ellen, or do you want me to go first? You can choose a child and you can choose whatever you want. Those are the rules. One day we'll have an editor who makes fun musical intros to these segments.
George.
Okay, go.
I need to think a little bit more.
Okay. My favorite thing currently about George is when he goes to sleep, on the rare occasion that he goes to sleep and he wakes up, he just chills in his room and he waits till we come up. He doesn't know how to leave his room yet, which is a blessing. But when I like, just as a joke, some people yell at me online and they're like, your child does not need this type of privacy. You should just walk into their room. But I like knock on the door and George has started saying, go doll.
Come in.
He says it like, come in. He holds it out.
It's so cute.
And then you open the door and he goes, Mom, I woke up and I'm reading books right now.
Yeah, it's the best.
And then, of course, James is walking. So excited. It's like we're finally getting towards the point where like family outings aren't going to be me holding a child, you holding a child. It's going to be like, us just
kids running next to us, like, frolicking, yeah, and playing
like,
with each other.
I remember when George was like a baby and Dallin and I would be like, what would it be like to just have him like walk with us instead of us having to carry him or push him against his will? Like just to go on a hike and he just follows us. And like I remember the first time he just followed us. It was one of my happiest parenting moments.
It's happening again.
It's happening again. And two. Pretty soon it will be like, just normal life. Like, here we are at Disney World, guys. Let's all go to this hot dog stand. And we don't have to, like, bribe them with candy to get into the stroller.
It's going
to
be so weird.
To go to something that's not even bad, like, to do anything.
It's going
to
be so different.
It's going to be so fun.
Oh, the stages. In my mind, I just feel like this is going to last forever. And sometimes, I mean, yeah, there's happy moments, but also it's just like so hard. But I just need to zoom out and realize that soon they'll just both be walking and they'll entertain each other and have fun. And that'll be a different stage.
People are like, no.
No, Dallin, you just wait. It just gets harder and harder. No, I love when James, okay, I'll start with James. James walking towards me and just like, she gets so excited and she's like, and then just like falls into my arms when she gets close enough to me. It's the cutest thing. And she's just so proud of herself that she takes these steps.
I know. It's like the thrill of a lifetime.
Just the look on her face is so cute.
She's just like, finally, I'm standing.
Yeah. And George, he's just made some strides in talking lately. And he can just communicate a little bit better what he wants. And so
he's super funny.
He's really polite. He's like, can you hold my ball and myself? Please go downstairs, eat some food, watch a show, please.
We're trying to like, we're trying to help him get to toss the ball, his pacifier. Uh-huh. Like he's fine sleeping with it. And if he's crying, we're fine with him having it. But we're trying to like help him like not need it all the time. So whenever he wakes up or whenever we get out of the car, we'll be like, okay, throw your ball. Say bye, ball. But he doesn't like to throw it, or he always hands it. He like looks at it with like concern, and then he hands it to us and he goes, will you hold my ball for me, please?
Yeah.
You hold it for me, please.
So cute.
He's more concerned about that than us, I think. That's okay. One day. Okay. We wanted to address some things. Our last podcast was kind of a downer, and just I got a lot of messages and they were all really nice and so like supportive, and I just appreciated them all so much. But also I feel like I sent out a message of this is how I always feel versus this is how I'm feeling today and yesterday. And I just wanted to put everyone at ease. Like, I am not suffering from those like intensely sad feelings every day. It just kind of was like a bad day, and it might have been hormonal, like not baby hormonal, just like the natural cycle of a woman hormonal. And it might have been just, I don't know, sometimes you just feel like it was just a hard week, like with the kids, like they were having a hard time. And I just wanted everyone to know that I'm not always that sad.
Right.
I feel like me, like I kind of like coast, and then something happens that has technically been bothering me for a long time, but I've been putting it aside.
It just climaxed, and then we did a podcast
on during the like climax of my sadness.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I just, the next day I was walking through the store like happily with my kids and Dallin, and I just thought to myself, like, I don't think you guys know that I'm happy now. Like, I think a lot of people thought I was, I'm like struggling, and that's fine if you are. I'm like not. I just had a bad day and a half.
Well, some of the things are
they're like long, but like they're not.
Not wanting kids to go to daycare, not like always right, worrying about them at night.
But I'm not always just like having a come apart about that. I think. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to put that out there.
We just talked about some of your anxieties, and they were all especially on the surface.
Like when you talk about all of your issues in 35 minutes. It's a lot, like it sounds like you have a lot of issues, but like those are my life issues that I like deal with over the course of my life that aren't always like electrocuting me with anxiety. It's like those were like all of them. I don't know if that makes sense, but just I don't want to cause like unnecessary worry if that's happening.
I think a lot of people just reached out and said thank you, and like they relate to you, some people encouraged you to talk to a specialist or suggested some light medication, and like they're all very well intentioned.
No, I know, and like I don't think I need a specialist or medication, and I just don't want you to feel like when you see me happy in the vlog the next day that I'm faking it or anything.
Right.
Because I'm like,
no, I don't think anybody thinks you're faking it. You're very real all the time.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that, put that out there. Also, I made one comment in the podcast that is haunting me a bit. And I've gotten some messages where I've just hurt some people's feelings, or just they misunderstood what I meant. So most of you guys know Like we're a Christian family. Like we believe in God. We believe in Jesus. Like we go to church every Sunday. Most Sundays when our kids let us, we go. Sometimes we are just in the hall, but we go.
Yeah.
Or we want to go. Like we pray with George. We read the scriptures with him. And I made the comment, Dallin was saying, like, I don't need to stress because like God and like, because God is watching over us and will take care of our kids. And I made the comment that he's not taking care of them that much. And it's not that I don't believe that he doesn't care about us or like that he doesn't know our lives and know our issues and guide our footsteps and that he has a plan for all of us and that I'm his like beloved spiritual daughter and that like I have this great relationship with him. And I believe the same thing about him between my children. Like we lived in heaven with God. That's what I believe. And like we knew things that we don't know now and we're just fulfilling like this plan on earth and we'll eventually die and go back. And I just believe that like, yes, he's guiding us and yes, there's a plan for us, but as parents, or I just think we all have like agency and choice and responsibility. And Dallin and I have been given the responsibility of children. And I don't like, if I don't take care of my children, and that's just what I was getting at. Like, if I don't take care of my children, Heavenly Father isn't going to like feed them for me or like buckle their seatbelt for me. I wasn't like, I know he'll still love them and I know he'll still like, there will still be like blessings given to them and maybe people brought into their lives. Like if I fail them, but like that stuff is my responsibility, I feel like. So that's all I was saying. Like I was saying, it's my job to keep them safe. And Dallin was like, they'll be protected or something. And I was just making the point that it's not just God's job to take care of our children. It's also my job.
Uh-huh.
And I think I probably didn't articulate that very well. And I probably didn't just now either, but I'm not having like a crisis of faith where I don't believe in like the divine protection and all of the wonderful blessings and stuff that
maybe what I said sounded too one-sided on God taking care of things and what you were saying sounded too one-sided on you handling right. Everything. It's a team effort is what I was meaning to say. And that like God's grace magnifies our best efforts to bring about much more than we could ever do on our own.
So I guess the question is like, what is enough as far as our efforts? And that's what Dallin and I are struggling with.
And that's what is enough in my mind is different than what's in Ashley's mind.
Right.
And partly in due to her anxiety.
Also just not everything I do is anxiety based. Like it's I know, but like, I don't want it to come off that way. So like
just sometimes
Dallin and I have different ideas on what is normal.
I would be more chill right now leaving them just, for example, like at the gym daycare while we're at the gym together for an hour than Ashley would right now.
I know. And I don't think like, I don't know. I don't think that's wrong. And it's just not something I want to do. It's just not. And I don't even know if that's 100% anxiety based. It, like, I don't want every motherly decision I make that's different from Dallin's to be attributed to anxiety.
No, you have real mother bear like feelings that I don't.
A difference.
That at least I have, don't feel them as strong as you do. And right. Other mothers have expressed the same thing. They just have this special bond to protect their kids and these deep feelings that maybe it's so that it's easier for me to leave and go to work.
Well, I just.
Not every family structure that way, like, but most are.
I don't know, like a stigma almost with overprotective parents where they're termed overprotective, where maybe they're just protective or they just have a different way of showing love or they desire to be like, some people like snuggling and some people don't. Like I don't mind doing things as much with my kids as Dallin minds. Like he would rather like, let's leave them or let's put them in daycare or let's let someone come over and we'll do that alone, where I'm like, no, like I feel like it would be more fun with them. And like, that's where Dallin and I are different. And I don't think all of that is anxiety based. I think that's just personality.
Personal preference. Yeah. No, some people are fine. Like, well, obviously everybody would love to be able to stay home with their kids instead of taking them to daycare, but some people
daycare. Like, that's all I was meaning.
Yeah. No, and that's something we're working out. And there's extremes on all fronts. Like, I think overprotection is just like to the point where we're not even letting them nurture their independence. But that's not even a thing right now. They're like one and two. Right. So like, and that'll come with time as we help them develop their, like exercise their agency more and more and to choose for themselves. But
yeah,
like, I guess, and that's just like the judgment of the parents, I guess, as to how to best do that. Get them to the point where they don't need to rely on us. Like they're fundamentally okay and self sufficient, you know, on their own and confident and capable and
yeah, no, ready to I just go didn't out and want
conquer the world on
I
their
just,
own.
I just didn't want like someone listening who might have feelings similar to mine or like have issues similar to mine where they're disagreeing with their spouse or their partner or their husband or their mother-in-law or their mother and feel like they're the crazy one because they have anxiety, where it might just be they're doing what they feel is right. Uh-huh. And people feel different things are right. And that doesn't mean you're wrong or someone else is wrong, but like you should feel confident in doing what you feel is right. And yeah. Just because someone else doesn't argue with it doesn't mean you don't have anxiety or doesn't mean that you have anxiety and you're the crazy one.
Case in point, I came in and horribly communicated to Ashley after George was screaming for like 45 minutes that we should try the Ferber method. But instead of saying, Ash, you're amazing and so loving and trying so hard at like getting George to bed. And I was wondering if we could like, I have an idea for a different approach that maybe we let him cry it out a little bit on his own a little bit more sometimes. And Ash, instead.
And like Dallin's over there feeling like, let's try this approach.
I'm thinking like I'm helping and I'm suggesting and supporting, but I actually, it came in and I was like, this is so stupid. And Ashley thought I was saying what she was doing was stupid. So started off all on the wrong foot to begin with. And then Ashley gets super defensive and thinks that I just want to let the kids cry all night. And then we just had a total communication breakdown. We were like mad at each other for a whole day. And when in reality, I should have just breathed, set my emotions aside, which is really hard to do, and like talked about it saying, what can we do together? Like, what's our goal? To get the kids to sleep like earlier and like, let's explore new options to do this together. You're so loving and we both care about them. And
it's just funny, like from the same experience, like Dallin is like, he goes to like wanting to sleep train the kids. And then me trying to think of how to solve this problem, I'm like, maybe we should look more into co-sleeping.
I know.
It's just like a difference. And it's not like.
Yeah. And when I came in there, I wasn't saying Ashley's stupid. I was like, this is so stupid that the kids' evolution for millions of years hasn't yet helped humans want to sleep
and
on their
I'm
own.
I'm over there like, what are you talking about? Like, they're babies. Like, yeah. This is our job right now to give them comfort when
and
they
Ashley
need it.
Has no problem like spending an hour just snuggling with them, reading them books, reading more books. Yeah, I want to help them go to bed on their own. And
I think they'll
there was
get
just
there.
A major
just,
communication breakdown.
I mean,
there.
And I know so many people have different theories about this, and I'm not saying sleep training is wrong, and I'm not saying it's right, and I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying what we do and what makes my heart happy is very different from what makes Dallin's heart happy. And he's so, out there thinking I'm just dying in the trenches with the kids, and I'm in there being like, oh, I'm laying this wonderful foundation of love and just
and I'm just out here wishing we could spend more time together in the evenings and maybe letting him cry it out a few times wouldn't be so bad. And so we talked about it a lot and we're just gonna try to find like a middle ground in and we have some things we're gonna change just to like both be happy and feel good instead of just going one way or the other. So
I had an idea this morning that maybe okay, so like George has learned we used to be able to put like a little show in his tent. It has a pocket for a phone or a tablet. Uh-huh. But he's learned that he can get the phone out of the pocket and he knows how to get onto games now. So like I put him to bed and he goes, bye mom. And I know he wants to get on hit the phone. So I stay there and I try and snuggle and he like yells at me. He's like, no mom, go. Bye. I'm going to sleep now. Like he says these things to me. And then I leave and watch him through the crack. And he checks, like he checks a couple times to see if I'm there. And then he sneaks up and grabs it and turns it off. So the whole like letting him watch a show to calm him down in his bed doesn't work anymore because he can't get on his game as well as he wants to. And half the time he just starts crying and it gets mad. So it's like this terrible cycle where he never goes to sleep. So I thought maybe if we're not going to be using our room, we could maybe let him, like, if he's really tired, fall asleep in our bed and we could turn on our computer, like, and turn the dimness down really low and turn the sound really low. And maybe he would just fall asleep. Like if he's having a hard time, I think that could work potentially. And then
maybe sometimes most of the time baby's in here because she didn't fall asleep in her own crib.
James does this cute thing where she only falls asleep on our bed too. So basically all roads lead to co-sleeping, but I don't want to do that. I think.
Ask the toxic question too much. Like why? There isn't an answer. You won't find an answer for why don't kids go to sleep easier.
I know.
So I just need to get over that and like figure out better ways to help them fall asleep because
I wish we could turn the brightness down on our TV downstairs.
We can. I figured it out.
Oh, maybe we should try that
tonight. That's what I did last night. Anyways, after George screaming his face off for 45 minutes last night. Well, that sounds mean.
I was with him.
She was
cradling
him.
Yeah. And he wouldn't stop crying.
He wouldn't stop crying. So I just took him down on the couch.
Let me paint that picture.
And turned the brightness down on the TV and we just snuggled and watched a show.
That's all he wants. And I just have all of these feelings of guilt because
he just fell asleep.
Someone said once that children shouldn't fall asleep watching TV. I don't even know who it was or even if my brain just said that.
Well, George loves it. And that's what we do every night. And we're not messed up in the head. So I think it's fine.
Sometimes he doesn't go to sleep. It's just hard to know what's going to work on what night. Not everything always works ever.
Yeah.
That is your takeaway from today's vlog. Okay.
Life lesson. Not everything always works ever.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Life lesson. Not everything always works ever.
Which we have greatly come to understand that phrase, like, or like that mindset. Like it's even if you're at home, it could be as bad as if you're on a trip, or like sometimes it's better. I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is Dallin and I have been scared to do a lot of things because we just fear the moment when our kids are both having a total meltdown. I don't know why we fear it so much because it happens basically every 2 hours.
Because they can be in separate rooms in our house or separate floors.
I know. Well, all I'm saying is we have kind of decided, well, we decide against it every other day that we decide to do it. But currently we're like, we're going to do a trip, like a hard trip.
Not camping.
Well, it's like it's easy camping, but it's the road trip. The part that's the hard part.
Yeah, so we mapped it out. We're going to go down to Texas, visit Ashley's sister. And we have thrown around the idea of swinging by Phoenix and visiting my grandparents, TBD.
But we might do that just on a
maybe
whole
just
another...
Maybe just do that a separate time.
Just to like not have as much
not to make
driving.
It so crazy. So we mapped it out and we're going to have to drive in the morning / during nap times because driving during James's bedtime is horrible.
But we are going to...
And we're going
to
do
we're
this.
We're just going to try and do it. And
first
we have,
night, we're going to try to make it like...
I've literally mapped out like, okay, there's a park here and there's a park here and there's a stretch of land where the cities are
this
an hour apart.
This is the danger zone right here.
This is the
this
danger zone.
This has to be a nap
but
drive.
But there's a natural bird refuge here where we could pull into the parking lot. And if we really need to... The hard part is that it's winter, so everywhere's just cold.
Yeah.
And...
But we are doing this.
But we're going to do it.
And so we ordered like the rest of the camping stuff we need. It wasn't much. We got like a little way to cook food and we need to buy a cooler still and a lantern.
And we probably have a lantern.
It's like a little thing. It's not very bright at all.
Okay.
I'm talking like a bright lantern.
Okay. So I thought we decided just to get headlamps. Doesn't matter. Anyways, just so you guys know, we're not camping the whole way to El Paso.
No, the first night would be way too cold because it's still going to be like freezing.
The second. Like, we're getting to my sister's house. We'll probably do two little hotels.
We're
going to
be vlogging the whole thing. So make sure you're following along on YouTube or Facebook.
Two hotels on the way, probably. Just because it's hard to, if you're just getting there late and setting up and then leaving in the morning, is it really worth it to camp? I say no. And then once we get to El Paso, there's actually really cool places all around it. So we're going to do the maiden voyage of the Seeley family camping time bonanza.
Uh-huh.
I think at a place called White Sands, or if we want to just do White Sands as a day trip, Carlsbad Caverns.
Those would be so sweet.
Like, maybe if my sister doesn't come, they could watch Luna for us and we could just go do a day and a night and a day in Carlsbad Caverns.
Sweet.
That's a national park.
That'll be so cool. We just need to find a campsite that's like far away from anybody else so that our
Talon thinks they're going to scream all night. And I'm like, when have they ever screamed all night? They never scream all night.
They're going to be in a new environment.
Do they scream
new
for
bed?
Sometimes. And screaming is a relative phrase. Like, they cry and we comfort. If you have a show.
Last night, George, we could not console
Because we weren't doing the immediate consolation methods that, like, there's always an easy way we could take. Like, I could have taken him downstairs 1 minute into that ordeal, turned on Blue's Clues, and he would have been fine.
Ashley was just sticking it out.
Well, I'm just trying to make that not our habit. Like, the child should be able to fall asleep after being read 18 books and being sung Let It Go 18 times.
Yeah, but last night he just...
And a lot of nights it works, but last night it didn't.
The only thing that he wanted was a show. So we finally let him win. We took him down and watched the show.
All I'm saying is that whilst camping, you can enter Happy Land at any time with the iPad. And then James, she would rather sleep pressed against my body all night than like anything else.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. It might just be a 24-hour no sleep vlog.
I say, it's what we did yesterday.
George slept all night.
After 11.
10. He went to bed right at 10.
And then, he initially went to bed at 7:30 because stupid article said if you take him to bed earlier, they go to bed easier. False.
Ashley believes everything she reads on
the
internet.
I try things.
Yeah. So... That's what's coming up.
That's our trip. It's coming up. It's next week. Well, kind of a week and a half-ish, but it's coming. Okay. We wanted to end this podcast with a segment we like to call What's Exciting Us Right Now? What makes us excited? What's happening right now that we like? Something like that.
All right.
Our favorite things right now. My current favorite things are my high-waisted jeans. Why did those ever go out of style? May they never go out of style again. They're amazing. Also, the jeans that Dallin hates that I'm afraid to wear because he hates them so much.
Your pajama grandma jeans?
Yeah. I think they'll look better in summer when I have like a loose fitting shirt and it's like a boho feel more than here I am in a sweater and these slightly shapeless jeans.
Slightly.
Stop. They're cute and comfortable.
I'm sure they're comfortable. Yeah.
They just work well with what they are holding in. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. Another thing I love, our car. I love it.
Love our car.
We live in Utah and there's a highway in Utah called I-15 that is just, it is like Talladega Nights with semi trucks. And in our little car,
in reality, it's just a normal freeway, but Ashley just hates driving.
No, I've been on normal freeways. I-15 is this like tiny, but also 10 lane highway with 100, it's a trucking highway. And every truck and its brother.
Every single freeway has trucks on it.
Not that many. It's not the one I grew up on.
Yeah, that was a two-lane highway.
No, it was sometimes four. That is all a highway should be. Any highway I live off of should not be more than 4 lanes. I-15
is a major throughway.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. You just hate driving. So.
No, I hate that highway.
Okay, go on.
anyways, it's terrible. And trucks galore. And our old car was just lowered to the ground. And I hated it because I felt like if we, heaven forbid, crashed into one of them, they would just run on top of us. Like, we would just hit their wheel. We wouldn't even hit the truck. And I don't know what's better or worse, but in our car, it's like higher and a little bit lifted. And I just feel like they can see us better. I can make eye contact with them and be like, hey, get in your lane, fool. And if they hit us, I'm not going to get hit by those, you know, the bolts in the truck wheels. They're like car killer bolts, I swear.
Uh-huh.
They're not at my eye level anymore.
Right.
I hated that.
Yeah, it's nice to be up higher and bigger.
Yeah, so I love our car right now. Also, I love that it's almost March. I hate winter, and it is almost an M letter month. Mm-hmm. March, May, April. Then we get into the J letter months.
April?
April is A, but like there's March and May.
Also, can you guys hear Luna snoring on the bed next to us?
Snoring. Oh, and then I love my new life mantra.
What is it?
Do you know that there's that, it's when Pam is having a baby and they're trying to get her to the hospital. And she's like, if I get there, I get there. If I don't, I don't. It's kind of my new mantra. And it has led to us not having dinner a lot of nights. Talon's like, what are we going to eat? I'm like, if we make dinner, we make dinner. If we don't, we don't. I'm just trying not to stress about things that usually drive me nuts.
That's good.
If we clean the bathrooms, we clean the bathrooms. Actually, that happens when I'm like, I can't function, Dallin. We need to clean the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And he did. He was an angel and did it.
I did.
But I gave him the option. Do you want to watch the kids or clean? He chose clean.
Yeah. No, I chose to clean the bathrooms.
I know. It was great.
I needed done. So nobody else was doing it. So I did it.
It's a good mantra for podcasting and vlogs too with children involved. Like there's so many.
I don't like that mantra because I think you need to set goals and then get it done. Make it happen.
There are times when you can't get it done and that's when you use the mantra.
So
like
just
yesterday
the times,
was a time when we couldn't get it done. And the day before that when we were fighting. Oh my gosh.
Luna is just sawing logs back there. These okay. microphones kind of cut out dead space, like air around. But if you guys can hear her, she's just this sleeping puppy over there.
On our list, I wrote down one of your favorite things. That
what?
You love the John Mayer came out with a new song.
John Mayer, my man.
That's all
he
I wrote.
Came out with a new song.
You could say, you can make up the rest of your favorite things.
I love John Mayer. He's my spirit artist.
Yeah, we might go to his concert this year.
There's one in Arizona or Denver. Those are the two closest to us.
Because John Mayer apparently hates Utah.
Yeah, he doesn't come to Utah. I don't know why the heck. But it's called I Guess I Just Feel Like. Isn't that such a cool name for a song?
Mm-hmm.
I Guess I Just Feel Like. Such a good song. So definitely go listen to that. And besides that, things I've been loving are Ashley's what?
The merch.
Oh, right.
The merch and the cruise. That's what you wanted to talk about.
Right, the merch. We finally came out with Dashley merch, and hopefully you guys saw we did a big Instagram story, which gets pushed to Facebook stories. Not many people use Facebook stories, but still, we pushed them out
anyways.
And
Dallin worked on
these for so long,
like,
and
not
worked
just,
with our graphic designer, like, and she's awesome. And
8 hours every day for 2 days.
Yeah,
got it
so
out.
We have so many different shirt and hoodie options, and there's even a phone case and socks. And we've got like, and they're not just any average crappy t-shirt. There's
I made
like,
mugs, but Dallin thinks they're not as good as the I other things. I thought they were cute. Let me know if you buy my mugs that I made.
Yeah. They're like tri-blend super comfy shirts or like premium. Like
yeah,
we went with a solid company. So
moving on from Ashley's mugs.
Yeah. So we're really excited. And we announced on Instagram stories, we'll announce it again, that if you're one of the first 100 people to buy one and message us a picture of you rocking your new merch.
We're getting close
and
to
100. Yeah, it's always really close. Then we'll send you a free sticker and we'll write a little note on the back of it.
Well, you still have really good chances because even though we've probably sold more than 100 things,
uh-huh.
we have to get 100 people to message us their address and like tag us in their picture that they put on Instagram.
Yeah, so we'll announce it again. But
that's
shipping,
how we know where to send the sticker.
We already know that a ton of people have bought right now, but not 100 people have sent us the picture yet with their address. Because right. I don't know if we have analytics on every single individual that bought or not.
Right. Well, tell them how, if anyone is interested, how they would find our merch.
So I'll put the link in the show notes as well, and it'll go right to the Dashley's merch page and check out all the shirts. There's more designs coming, but we have a lot of them up. And there'll always be new stuff coming out. But right now, this is like the original merch, like our first ever launch. So this is going to be pretty cool because like 10 years down the road, you'll be like, oh, I was with Dashley's when they first launched their merch. You know,
when we're like launching space boots.
Yeah. So get your merch.
Okay.
Because it's so sweet. We're ordering ours too. And we're going to wear them a lot on the vlogs because they're sweet.
You're going to need your merch. If you're coming on the official.
Oh my gosh. This is another thing we've been loving lately. We are planning our first Dashley group adventure.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in 2020. So.
Well, there's two.
These are the things that we're planning.
One or two.
And they're both cruises because it's Ashley and my favorite vacation. The still in preliminary stages. This is definitely not open for registration yet. But just this is where like here. And live or where we tell you guys things like first before it's official, just right. because it's on our minds and it spills out before it probably should. So we are planning a cruise, one for couples.
Because
it's going to be a couples retreat.
Which I think is really fitting.
Which is awesome.
Because like, if you listen to us, if you follow us, you know, we're big on like keeping your relationship alive. But also we're big on, you know, like, this is your family, like make memories with your family, like treasure them while you have them.
So we're going to plan two cruises. One is going to be couples only. It's a chartered cruise with Royal Caribbean. The entire ship is going to be full of only couples, and it's a week-long cruise. Gary Chapman's going to be there, author of Five Love Languages, so a lot of other like marriage counselors, yeah, and therapists and speakers and musicians.
With this cruise, It happens annually, I think. It's like a couples retreat.
And I hope that this becomes an annual theme.
And I think it kind of has for us. Christian, it's put on by a Christian
Christian-based marriage teachings.
Of. Yeah, Christian, that's what the word. And like our favorite book author, Gary Chapman, Five Love Languages author, and he does stuff. He talks about five love languages. I can't say that, of kids and teenagers. And
he's going to be there and be talking a lot and holding sessions along with tons of other people. And it's going to be a week-long cruise.
But it's not just like a session. It's not like a big HR meeting about your marriage.
No, it's a total retreat.
It's super fun. And there's activities.
Like re-spark love.
It's going to be so fun. Offshore like excursions. And we want to do them all with you if we go. So
much more to come, much more details. This is very preliminary, not even much planned at all yet, but just this on our mind is something we're putting together and many more details to come. But get excited because it's happening next year. And I think the couples cruise is like February-ish.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
And it's going to be over Ashley's birthday, like 9th through the 16th, I think. And the cool thing,
because we're partnering with like Royal Caribbean and this... what's the word again?
The company.
Yeah, the company that's putting on this huge like cruise.
Yeah, you guys get a discount.
Yeah.
So it's $150 off per person, $300 per couple.
Once we get everything set up, all you have to do is when you call, and I think you, or when you buy the tickets.
This is, we're giving all this information so early, but it's going
to
be.
Tell them I'm with the Dashleys.
Yeah, code word the Dashleys. And when you call in, you have to say that the first time. And you will be able to get the group discount.
You can do it online.
And then
too.
They will all know that you're part of the Dashley's group. And we get to all hang out together for like a week.
And you're going to want to wear your merch.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's where that comes in.
Oh, there it is. And so I think groups can only be up to 10 couples.
Really?
Well, maybe they can be bigger, but they said that's normally like the highest. So it's going to be really limited. Guys. And it will let you know as soon as it's open so that you can get on because... it's going to be such a fun week.
And like, it sounds like it's going to be more than just like hanging out with the Dashleys, which is awesome. Like, but
primarily it'll be amazing chance to get away with your spouse.
It'll be a great opportunity for your marriage too.
Oh, so awesome. Yeah. And also we'll do a bunch of fun things together.
I think you have to be married
as the Dashley
I think you
community.
Could come if you were single too, but
I'm pretty sure it's just for married couples.
A lot of it is about marriage.
Cause since it's a Christian based thing, I don't know if...
No, like I was saying, like if you're single, like you could probably still come. It's just a lot of it was going to be marriage centered.
I'm pretty sure if you're single, then you'll be a third wheel kind of feeling all week because it's mostly mainly couples, which brings us to our next cruise, a family / singles one.
Guess I was wrong.
Yeah. No, that's why we're doing two. So we're also going to do and anybody's invited, bring yourself or bring your spouse, bring your kids, bring your whole family. Everybody's coming out here. It's going to be another Royal Caribbean cruise, and we're going to have another Dashley's group, and we're going to go have some fun. Again, this is not planned at all or scheduled, but this is another thing we're thinking about and gauging interest from you guys.
Next year.
This is all going to be in 2020. So everybody will have plenty of time to save up and
just plan your holidays accordingly.
Based on the dates that we haven't given you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so this is just so that it's on your mind. This coming, and we're so pumped to like get out and meet you guys in person, finally. And we want to do other smaller meetups, like probably here in Utah. Like as soon as it warms up, we're going to be at this park on this day. Come hang out with us for an hour or something. We're going to start doing more of these because we want to meet you guys in person. So, and when we're on little vacations, we'll be like, meet us up here and this, wherever we're at. Hey, so
if you live in El Paso,
there we go. Clear
your schedules.
If you live in El Paso or the surrounding area, we're going to be there.
Anyone in El Paso want to babysit our kids?
Yeah, in a week or something. Or
Luna, you're into babysitting dogs too. Mm-hmm. Let us know.
Yeah, we need to plan more about this, but just have it on your radar. It's coming, and we're so pumped to meet you in person. So yeah, these are things that I've been loving lately.
And that is our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much, you guys, for supporting us. We love you, and big things are coming. And hang in there. Just live your big little life and be optimistic. Listen to good things. Listen to the Comedy Channel every once in a while to lighten up, because I need that. We've been doing that, and it makes me a little more lighthearted and jovial. I read in
a kid book, like a child, How to Raise Your Children book, that sometimes like they cry so much because they just have so much energy, uh-huh. and laughing releases the same amount of energy that crying would.
Uh-huh.
So the more they laugh, the less they cry.
That applies to me too. The more I laugh, the less I cry inside.
The cough. I was hoping you would end it before I coughed.
Nope, I'm leaving that in there.
Okay.
Not editing that out.
Okay.
Okay, see you guys.
Even when it changes, even when we make it, all I need is room for you. Let's build a big little life. We don't need a lot to get us by. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. You were all I had to find. And let's build a big little life. 'Cause we don't need a lot to get us high. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. Let's take it all in stride. Build a big little life. I suppose it's inevitable. We'll grow old. That's the way it goes. But there's one thing I know. Even when it changes, even when we make it, all I need is room for you. Let's build a big little life. We don't need a lot to get us by. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. You were all I had to find. And let's build a big little life. 'Cause we don't need a lot to get us high. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. Let's take it all in stride. Build a big little life. Let's build a big little life. All we need is each other. We don't need a lot to get us by. We started out with nothing, but it never felt like nothing. You were all I had to find. All we need is each other. Let's build a big little life. 'Cause we don't need a lot to get us by.